WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Now every day streaming live on YouTube so you can see us as we're doing the show. Hi, how are you? This is everybody's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show. Most people.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, hi, beautiful five.
So listen, obviously a lot of us were together yesterday, opening their home opener down at the ballpark, and I've learned a lot about my coworkers in the last 24 hours.
Really?
It's time to break it all down with a good old-fashioned top five and five. Now, number five, I'm not usually one to compliment others on the jobs they do. But Elliot's just damn good at his job, man. He got a lot of good quotes yesterday. He grilled Sean McDermott. The phone felt like it was right next to his face. Well, if you missed it earlier, he was on with us and got a bird pooped on him and still went to Mr. Lurie's press conference. Mr. Lurie name-checked him. I think the only person the other name was Bo Wolf.
Bob broke over, too.
Yeah, well, listen. All I heard was Bo and Elliott, so that's all.
Been covering the team.
That's all we count.
From the Sean McDermott thing, I wonder if that is belt worthy.
I agree.
I wonder if we were to give out the belt, it only changes hands on Fridays. Broads got it on Friday. I wonder if we handed it out if Elliott took the belt from Broads. We still have four more days, but him going after Sean McDermott, that was big stuff.
It was. He led off Lurie's press conference today.
Yeah, asking about Tush Push. Yep.
I think he got three questions in with Lurie. Just saying. Guy's a bulldog. We brought him back like he was 100% fading into oblivion.
He was.
But I think this show this year, Insider of the Year, brought the true Elliott back.
The other shows make him soft.
They do.
They treat him like a real, like, journalist.
We make Elliott hard.
There it is.
Yeah, I did that for you.
You looked at the camera and winked when you did that.
Can you imagine if at one time Elliott had the Insider of the Year trophy and had the belt at the same time?
I know. Well, because look what the belt did to Broads. I mean, Broads was out of control when we gave it to him on Friday.
Yes, he was.
I think he thinks it's a real thing, which I appreciate.
It's a real thing,
but like, you know, he thought it was wrestling. Now, I did wish that Lurie said to him, Elliott, congratulations on winning Insider of the Year. He sounded like he listens to the show a lot, given a lot of the talking points that he was throwing out there today.
Here is my promise to you. If we were ever lucky enough to interview Mr. Lurie on the air, I would say, Mr. Lurie, did you know that Elliott Shore Parks won Eagles Insider of the Year? Just to see if he knows.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would want him to say, you were dead right about the gold standard thing. Sorry for the years of making fun of you. You are the gold standard of the NFL.
Wow.
Redoing gold standard?
Just early with it, that's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like 20 years early with it.
Well, Banner was gold standard, right? Or Lurie?
No, Lurie.
It was Lurie? Oh, I thought it was Banner for some reason.
Yeah. Okay. The fourth thing I've learned about my coworkers in the last 24 hours is that John Johnson might be addicted to peanuts. We know about the scandal that happened.
Say it quick.
With Peanut Week, Peanut Butter Week back in September, and then he did Peanut Butter Week 3 weeks ago. He did a peanut butter thing. He did a jar of peanut butter for college dorm broke college thing last year for snack of the night. And then last night on snack of the night, his snack of the night was peanuts.
What is he running out of stuff?
Get the peanuts out of your mouth, John Johnson. Like,
there's so many snacks.
Why is it always peanuts?
I don't even know why. Yeah. Although we do have a bag of peanuts sitting out there.
Well, that's because of John Johnson.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, so he did the not shelled peanuts, like the roasted in the shell.
The real nuts.
Yeah, the baseball peanuts.
That's exactly right.
I don't like saying that at all. I'm a peanut butter guy. You know, I bring a jar of peanut butter every day, eat it with a spoon. Peanut butter.
Crunchy or creamy guy?
Crunchy guy, natural. Oh, no added sugar,
crunchy
of course.
Guy.
Yeah, I'm a crunchy guy.
And your ingredients are only peanuts?
Only dry roasted peanuts and sometimes salt.
No seed oils.
Nope. What? So are they okay? All right.
Nope.
I agree. John Johnson might have a peanut issue.
Not an allergy.
Not a peanut
an
allergy.
Issue. Yeah, an addiction.
That was Zaire Smith.
Yes. He's got an addiction to peanuts.
Yeah. Third thing that I've learned about my coworkers in the last 24 hours is they all think I'm stupid.
Yes.
You know, I announced that I co-wrote a book.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Nobody could believe it.
Again, go to ringthebellbook.com to pre-order your copy today. It comes with an autograph from me and my co-author, Kevin. So this is all going well. But every time I bring it up, it's like, you wrote a book?
Yeah.
You can't even formulate a sentence.
Well, it's true. You don't know words. You don't know a lot of words, right?
I know words.
You just don't know a lot of words. Yeah. A lot of times you don't know the right word to use.
Right. Very simple vocabulary.
Yeah.
We love Charles Barkley.
We do.
He wrote a book.
Wrote a book.
Well, he
had, well, I, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the book. He wrote the book.
He's a ghostwriter. This is real work.
Well, listen.
Kevin's the ghostwriter.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying he would be the ghostwriter.
Well, no, but it was a co-authorship.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, I'd save you guys the trouble. If I ever write a book, just know I didn't write the book.
Nice.
Yeah, just know I just told someone what I want written, and they did it for me. Yeah.
I'm just, Jack, and I'm very proud of you for writing the book.
Yeah, but with about as little respect as you have.
No.
That's where it's going.
A lot of respect. I do see your emails, though, and you don't...
Yeah, he can't get that out of his head. He can't.
There's no thought there.
Well...
But even...
It's part of what he's saying.
Yeah. even when I asked you to do the still unfinished prep sheet,
and
you filled in stuff, I was like, why doesn't he use capital letters in the beginning of sentences? How does he even get... It automatically capitalizes the first letter. How does he defeat that? Why aren't there periods?
I don't know. But we figured it out. No, I didn't double check anything. I just wrote it and moved on.
Okay.
So,
you have editors.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, we have an editor.
Yeah. I'm sure. I hope that person.
Hardback
got...
or paperback?
Oh, it's starting in hard.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Coming in hard.
Hardback?
Yeah.
Really?
Come on.
Now I got to write a book.
They know whose name's on that.
Listen, where do I go to order this book again?
Ringthebellbook.com.
I'm going to order one.
I'm going to order one too.
Yeah, great.
I want
awesome.
My money back.
Free shipping. Now I'll bring it in, so I'll save myself shipping on that. Do you want an autographed copy?
Also, I want it shipped to me.
Also, damn right I want it autographed.
Sorry to bring
by Kevin.
Sorry to bring this up on the air. Do you guys want to write little blurbs on it saying Jack's so smart, I love working with him, and read the book?
Listen, I'm actually...
Yes.
The fact that I wasn't asked to write to forward this book...
Fransky forwarded it.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You are such...
Whoa,
I mean...
Whoa, hold on. What?
We love Fransky.
Yeah. But has nothing to do with Scott. Yeah, has nothing to do with Fransky.
Love you, Scott.
Yes.
But you're working with two guys here.
Listen, you've been a little bro for 8 years. I kept you under the wing.
It's a foreword. It's about Philly's fandom and like what it means
to
you.
What, am I not a fan?
I don't know. What would you write?
Oh, now what would I write?
I don't know.
I would turn it into Jack. Jack's a thirsty little bitch. It's Mike Eskin.
Yeah, that'll be your blurb for when you're endorsing the book. And it says, now you want Brett on there or Spike?
Spike, come on, man. Did you write John on the book, you fraud?
At least it's not Spike.
Yeah.
This is getting personal.
Yeah.
Speaking of Spike, the second thing that I've learned about coworkers in the last day is you're a ducker, dude. I mean, this whole
I'm not
fake
talking.
Back injury.
It's not fake.
You were gonna do push-ups with you yesterday.
First of all,
all of a sudden, nothing happened.
First of all, nobody promoted the push-up thing, so it would have been a waste anyway. Hugh didn't even know I was doing it yesterday.
It would have been a waste. That kind of defeats the purpose. Yeah.
And... The back thing is not ducking it. I'll do it with the back thing. I'm just worried about coming to work the next day.
No, and then don't do that.
Yes.
So here's the thing, though, and here's why Jack and I are kind of questioning this whole thing.
Okay.
Well, you have a history of back.
I do.
Yeah. So why would you be trying to lift?
Because I was so...
This HVAC.
Because I was so... Okay, this the house thing.
You want to get it done.
You know has overtaken
yes,
me.
Yes.
And going into the house and seeing some water in the basement, we were there just for my wife to meet about like window treatments or something. Mm-hmm. I left. I said, I'm going to Home Depot. I bought a shop vac. I brought it back. I just needed to like get it done. That's what I needed to do. I'm just stupid. It was a dumb thing. I had no idea that 14 gallons of water weighed 116 pounds.
Yeah, it feels like a lot. Especially because you weigh 130.
I weigh 150.
Right.
Yeah. very stupid.
The number one thing I've learned in the last day.
Not ducking.
About coworkers.
It pisses me off. I'm not ducking.
I know. I can tell. Which means not going away anytime soon. Now, Dave Uram does not technically work with us.
No, he used to. Dave Ruman now works for KYW News Radio. Yes.
I was going
to
say, Dave doesn't work with us?
Yeah, he's on KYW.
I still see him.
Still in the family.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
We see him.
Yes.
Yeah. He's there.
Oh, he told me this. This is crazy.
He got to opening day yesterday, like the home opener, at 3 a.m. in the morning.
Huh?
As opposed to 3 a.m. in the afternoon. Yeah.
3 a.m. So I guess just prepare for the day. It's not like he's there to cheer. He was working. He's a big J.
Yeah, he was doing morning sports.
3 a.m.
What is he doing there?
I have no idea. I don't know. Dave, I think Angelo, Dave, you know, Dave's one of a kind without Angelo.
Right.
But I think Angelo, like, broke Dave's brain in terms of...
What is he doing at 3 in the morning? Like, what is he doing there?
Like, preparing questions?
Look, dude.
I have no idea.
When he used to have to cut the Eagles sound,
yes.
It would take him 10 hours to get every... There's no reason to be at the Eagles game.
And there was like 800 cuts when he used to cut the Eagles games up.
There was no reason to be at the Phillies game at 3 a.m. Nobody's there.
Besides the TV station setting up. That's how he got, I guess, in the door.
And Dave's not on TV.
No.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Appreciate the doggedness. There's a reason why he is nicknamed the Bulldog. But that's just being there way too early.
That's psychotic behavior.
Well, it's a little bit... If I didn't know Dave better, it would come across to me as like teacher's pet kind of stuff. Like just trying to prove that he's outworking everyone, but that's not how Dave is. Like Dave, I almost think we should bring Dave in and talk to him again.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, we shouldn't bring Dave in. We should just talk about it here.
Well, he has addressed his actions.
His sense of humor is nowhere near where our sense of humor is.
No. He won't find this funny.
At all.
Now, Tom Kelly usually does bring him in sometimes to break down his actions.
Okay.
Like why he does certain things, so maybe he had fun with it.
Yeah.
But 3 a.m. for the home opener makes absolutely no sense.
No sense at all.
Just,
man.
It's psycho stuff.
So I'm trying to figure out.
What is he doing when he gets there?
Yeah, what is he doing while he's there?
I know. Like he's just sitting in the press box, ready to like.
He was in the stadium.
Well, yeah. Where else would he be?
I mean, out on the parking lot.
No, he was in the stadium at 3 a.m.
But there's no fans in the parking lot at 3 a.m. Nobody's tailgating at 3 a.m. Players aren't there at 3 a.m.
I thought he was sitting in the media parking lot or something.
No, he's in.
You mean he was actually in the building?
Yeah, and he's not doing man on the street stuff, interviewing fans for opening day with the
Who's out there at 3 in the morning?
It's insane.
And he talks for how long? Did you talk morning sports? A minute?
I have no idea.
He probably talks for a minute, twice an hour, three times an hour. What's he doing?
He was excited.
Yeah. Well, he works hard.
He's not even a fan. Like he considers himself a journalist.
Yeah, but
there's
he
no
cheers.
Way. Yeah.
Psycho stuff.
Man.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jay in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Jay?
What up, Jay?
Hey, man. So I don't think that we need the push. Man, we built to run the ball, and I think it's going to give us a chip on our shoulders, and that's even better. I think if they take it away from us, that chip's going to be big, and we're going to want to maul people, man, and I'm happy to see it.
Hmm.
I
like it.
Yeah.
You think we kind of – take this personal and exact revenge on the league for getting rid of it.
Well, look, you as an athlete, I'm sure you know, look, every athlete wants that thing, that chip on their shoulder.
Sure.
You
sure.
know that little motivation. And this really is the whole league ganging up on us over our play. So this is real. It's not even like manufactured or nothing like that. It's like the league really is ganging up on us, man. You got Sean McDermott, man. Every time I see him, he's a clown. Like you
he's a loser. You should have been fired already.
And you talk about it like you don't run the play. Like Sean McDermott, you're fine.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about him. He's talking about it like he doesn't run the play.
Yeah, well, that his face when Elliott was grilling him, it was just like, what did they say? He caught the cat in the canary.
The cat with the canary in the mouth.
Yeah. That's what it looked like. He just looked like he got caught. He's lying. And he definitely, not that I want anybody to lose their job, but Sean McDermott should have been fired already.
And the Eagles are right to fire him in 2012.
They were.
Hey, look, lying to your four or five group friends is one thing. Lying to the national media
right.
that's going to run a story that everybody can see the numbers
yeah.
is crazy.
Do we play the Bills this year?
Yes.
If they don't ban the tush push, we should run it every play. Every
the Eagles,
play.
The Eagles, by the way, they're not going to forget anything, it seems like, with the tush push. They're taking it very personally.
Yeah. I understand the chip on their shoulder, but you know what I'd rather have? I would rather be able to run the tush push than have a chip on their shoulder, to be honest with
you. Why do you care? It's one play. I could see if we weren't a team that could run the ball, and that's our only form of getting short yardage. But we've got a great offensive line, great running back. Now we got a bruising running back. That's what we needed. I feel like we needed a big back. I've been saying that. Like, Dylan ain't going to get a lot of carries. If he can just stay healthy with what we need him to do, man, we're going to maul people this year.
Jay, I agree. But if a play is so good that other teams are trying to make it illegal, you got to do what you can to keep the play. I agree with you. I agree that Jalen is, aside from the only negative to him with a normal quarterback sneak is his height, is that I feel like tall quarterbacks have an advantage because they can get that extra, you know, so-and-so, however. I mean, Josh Allen's what, 6'5", 6'6", something like that?
Yep.
So they have an advantage there. Jalen doesn't have that advantage. He does have the advantage that he is particularly strong. But if the play is so good that other teams are not only trying to get it, what we saw twice in the playoffs, one, the Commanders trying to jump over the line to stop it so many times that they got yelled at. And then the only injury we've seen on it is when a player was trying to line up sideways to try to stop it. That is a play that you want to keep. That's a play that you want to keep. And I'm just, I don't like that. And I'm glad that the Eagles are fighting for it. Even Jeffrey Lurie mentioned he seemed pretty intent on the league's reasoning being BS. I'm glad that Nick Sirianni's passionate about it. He should be. He came up with a play so good that the league is trying to make it illegal. But I just wish we had it, and I do think it is going to negatively affect them next year.
Don't let that get in your mind, Matt. Look, we have how many all-pro, not even just good linemen, how many all-pros do we have on our line? Our running back is an all-pro. Before the tush push, you would have loved this setup for a running game. So don't let that get in your mind that we will still be able to pick up a yard with our offensive line, the threat of our quarterback, and a great running back. Like that, it should never be an issue picking up 2 yards or 1 yard.
Well, I hope it isn't. Jay, next question today. General Hospital debuted this day, 1963. All-time favorite daytime television show.
So I'm going to go a little ratchet because I love Human Studies and the Maury Show, man. Those paternity tests were pure gold.
Oh, Maury Povich was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he was part of the, thank you for the call, Jay. That was part of the, I mean, the greatest era in daytime talk ever.
But I remember Maury Povich before the paternity shows.
Well, he was Current Affair, right? Didn't he do Current Affair at night?
He did Current Affairs, but his show
was normal.
It was a normal talk show where he did stuff. Then all of a sudden, the paternity test thing took over.
Yes.
And it seemed like that's all he did. It's like Jerry Springer.
Yes.
Jerry Springer didn't come on with the fights. The fights sort of organically happened. Then they realized they had something. So then they started kind of encouraging the sort of fighting on Jerry Springer. It didn't start off that way.
Was the Catch Me Outside girl, was that Maury or was that Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil.
Oh, okay.
She's still big, by the way.
She's a millionaire.
Yeah. She blew up.
She did. She did. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. Yeah,
speaking of like people blowing up, now that Rizzler has his own iced tea.
Oh, yeah. You see that?
Rizzler does?
He's got to deal with Arizona iced tea.
Oh, I did not see that.
What's it called?
I gotta
is it the Guzzler or something like that? And it's got his, dude, it's got his face on the
can?
Tea can. Big Rizzler face.
So are they done with the whole Costco thing?
Well, he was never a Costco guy. Costco guys were AJ and Big Justice.
Right,
Rizzler
was
just part of that crew.
Right.
But now that you mention it, and we've been saying that AJ and Big Justice are cooked for a while.
They are.
I scroll TikTok a lot.
Me too.
I don't ever see AJ and Big Justice
anymore.
Yeah,
I know. It's like they disappeared. It's called Rizberry, by the way.
Rizberry.
That's Rizberry. The flavor.
Yeah.
Oh, Rizberry.
Speaking of aura, he's got aura.
Yeah. The Rizzler?
Oh, yeah,
Rizzler's got aura.
Yeah.
Man, now I'm thinking about it. I don't ever see AJ and Big Justice on the...
Ran his course, 15 minutes.
Yeah, you know what's back on TikTok?
What?
The Dougie. I see people doing the Dougie all the time.
Oh, the dance in his back.
Yeah.
Dude.
I wish I could do that.
If the Dougie can bring Soulja Boy back, too.
I'm just saying, there's so many dances out there right now on TikTok. These line dances, I can't keep up with everything.
I like seeing the Dougie, though. Dougie was a good one.
I like seeing them. I just can't learn them.
No. Well, I thought about it with the Dougie. Because there's this one girl that showed herself trying to learn it every day for 30 days.
Doing the Dougie?
Yeah, I want to kind of learn how to do the Dougie.
Not with your back situation, though.
Not currently.
I'm a two-stepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-step?
I'm a no-stepper.
Two-step? Yeah. Oh, you got to be a two-step, boy. You got two kids. What you mean?
I don't know. What's a two-step?
Two-step is the dance. You just... You know, you're just moving your feet.
You're not really doing a whole lot.
Oh, yeah, that's my
move. Like
yeah. You're not doing a whole
that.
Lot.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's that.
Like that's like a white guy?
Yeah.
I was trying to find a beat in my head and some music. I couldn't find
it. There it is. There it is.
Yeah, yeah. Two-step, man. You get your little two-step in. You stay in your lane.
It's a shame. I don't like dancing in public. I refuse to dance at weddings now. I've given it up.
Oh, man.
I did it for my wife for years, and I told her one day, I'm out. Go ahead. Have fun. I'm just going to sit at the table.
Jack, you saw me two-stepping in New Orleans.
Yeah, I know. Now I know what you're talking about.
You know, two-step.
Just like that. I prefer the Elliot, which we can actually do on YouTube now.
That's the Elliot,
the
right?
The finger twirl. Yeah. Yep. He's about to go dog.
He's about to go in.
That's what he's saying in his head. Like, I'm about to get it.
You know, Elliot's got a drink in one hand, twirling with the other, poop on his shirt.
Yeah.
Bird poop on his shirt.
Poop on his shirt. We're drinking one hand and doing a two-step. That's from a song.
Oh, is it?
What Cassidy.
Song? What song?
I got my drink and my two-step.
Oh.
Cassidy?
I don't know that one.
That's another Philadelphia rapper, too, by the way.
Oh, I don't remember Cassidy.
Oh, you do.
Was it 90s?
Yeah, no, it was like early 2000s.
Okay.
You probably know the music.
Probably.
Hotel, he made a song with R. Kelly.
I'm sure I remember if I heard it. There it is.
That's good.
I'm just saying.
Well, it's just facts. Yeah. Nothing you can do about
good
the facts.
Song.
Yep.
You want me to do? It's a good song. Spike convinced me it's okay to listen to R. Kelly again.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I'm waiting for my daughter to graduate, though.
Yeah, he's not babysitting or anything. Yeah. Like, just listening to music.
He's not at the house.
A lot of bad people did a lot of good music. You know, what are you going to do?
You made a great point when you said that.
What are you going to do? Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.